And joining us now, Michael Bauer, our correspondent, following what's happening with this crazy weather we've got going on across this country right now. Whew, lots of snow and cold temperatures, too. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, JT, that's the 1-2 punch we're looking at right here. It's the snow that dropped more than 2 feet of snow on Ashtabula on Lake Erie up there in Ohio. Grand Island, New York, just north of Buffalo, got 22 inches of snow. And even farther south, 20 inches reported in Banner Elk, North Carolina. So Winter Storm Izzy has made her left her mark, if you will, from Florida to Maine with tornadoes, freezing rain, and snow. And that kind of snowfall followed up by what is gusty wind and freezing temperatures behind that storm is largely leading to major road closures and a myriad of flight cancellations. We've seen 1,600 flights canceled as of last night. Nearly 3,000 more were canceled the day before on Sunday. And we're seeing now about 50,000 customers without power in 6 states from Georgia to West Virginia, which is a big improvement from where they were yesterday at this time, 217,000 customers without power in 11 states. So things are improving. I would say, JT, people are digging out, but in some of these states, we know they're not familiar with this kind of snowfall. Even in North Carolina, the 20 inches, it gets cold there. They may have a dusting of snow, but not 20 inches of snow in Banner Elk, North Carolina. So trying to plow through that, trying to operate in those types of situations are very, very challenging. We're hearing from some of those mid-Atlantic states that have had trouble in the past, Virginia, for instance, in places like North Carolina, South Carolina, even in Georgia. That cold air that's come through, if they were able to dig out from whatever they got, or if they just had kind of the freezing rain portion of things, now the cold, cold air is coming through, keeping things below freezing for at least the next 24 hours. It's going to be treacherous to try to move around out there. So you're hearing a lot of those states say, look, if you don't have to go anyplace, don't go anyplace today.
Right. Well, I was looking at some of the maps over the weekend around the country, and the cold Arctic air that's blasting down well into Tennessee and further south into North Alabama as well. And we were in Oxford, Mississippi, just south of Memphis over the weekend. Snow there. We woke up to the ground completely covered there. We left yesterday to come back to Birmingham, and there was still snow on the ground there. Freezing cold here. But
you see snow flurries in Florida over the weekend. It's weird. Florida got hit with it all, just like you expect it happens, right? They got hit with snow flurries on Sunday, but then they also had two tornadoes in Florida on Sunday. And from there, I mean, it just kind of highlights how the power was there and just went up all the way to the East Coast. And if they were on the coast, like, you know, right on the coast, like at Connecticut in the water area there, that's where a lot of the rain came down and the flooding came in. So you'd have rain, flooding, then a mixture of ice, then getting over to snow, depending on how far west you went. It was just a hot mess there.
An unbelievable amount of snow, like you said, in Buffalo and up in that region where they normally, you know, are expecting this to happen. Yeah. It's January, after all, and winter, and these cold temperatures. But when 2 feet hit you over a weekend, even that is still tough to battle. And you're right. They've got the snow plows, and they've got the salt trucks and the snow blowers individually in people's homes. But and with all this going on this past weekend, and now it looks like there's another round of it possibly coming back later into the week.
There may be two. So what you're hearing from people in New York, and I was talking to some folks there today, is they're looking at something possibly on Thursday and then again on Saturday. What they're looking at, the first one to come through here, is an Alberta Clipper, which sounds awful. It's really just a storm that moves across Canada, then into the Great Lakes, northeastern U.S. So it may drop across the Midwest, like Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, get some snow there. But it's really, really, really cold temperatures. In fact, I even saw that Fargo may be getting like 25 below zero. So you're going to have this really cold air. You're going to have snow that's brought into the upper part of the Midwest there. And then it's going to, boom, head right into the Northeast where they had just been hit. So that's one part of it. And then there may be one that's following that in short order, because that kind of opens the door for more of that cold Canadian air kind of dipping down, making its way into the U.S. And it may have an effect, as you pointed out, even dropping down so far, depending on how it turns, dropping down so far as to like the Tennessee area and the Tennessee Valley there, and then making its way back up the East Coast.
Absolutely. So where are you? You're in Michigan, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we've been wedged right in between these two storms. So we didn't really get anything, JT, from this first one. It doesn't look like we're going to get anything from this Clipper. We're too far south for that, and we were too north and east, if you will, for what this last storm was. So we're going to be a wedge right in there, but I'm fully expecting that at some point in time over the next couple of weeks, something big's going to hit us here.
Yeah, it's strange how, you know, it's not a big blanket for everybody in the cold regions. It'll hit and miss, but Boy, the folks that got hit with the 2 feet, they're still dealing with it this morning. All right, Michael, thank you so much, buddy. Stay warm.